Hello, this is Charles Shepherd of the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, bringing you another chapter of American Stories, the behind-the-scenes look into America's history of art and culture. Today's story is about the Reverend Howard Finster, one of America's most renowned folk artists of all time. Howard Finster was born at Valley Head, Alabama, and grew up on the family farm as one of 13 children, several of whom died before he entered his teens. Spiritually inclined, Howard claimed to have had his first vision at 3 years old when he saw his recently deceased sister, Abby Rose, walking down out of the sky wearing a white gown. She approached him directly and told him, "Howard, you're going to be a man of vision." Although he was still too young to understand exactly what she meant, Howard took her words to heart and began to find how they might eventually come to shape his life. At the tender age of 14, Howard felt that the Lord needed him, and he began to preach. Soon he was giving guest sermons at local churches and organizing tent revivals. Before he was 20, he became the full-time pastor at Rockbridge Baptist Church. Although Howard spent years as a pastor, he gradually began to doubt that preaching from the pulpit was truly his calling. One Sunday, before he began his evening sermon, he asked everyone in his flock who remembered the morning sermon. To his dismay, no one did. It was at that moment that he had a vision that he could preach to the world in another way, through art. His new vision stemmed from a smudge that he created when he attempted to clean a bit of paint from his fingertip. In this smudge, Howard saw a human face. God was sending him a message to paint sacred art to reach the people, and Howard was ready. He started enthusiastically making paintings every day, in between his sermons. But it just didn't seem to be enough. The Lord also told me to build a paradise and decorate it with verses from the Bible. So I started a paradise garden in the backyard. It was a wasteland, but I fixed it up and began to fill it in. True to his word, Howard's garden was soon sprouting with vividly colored apocalyptic work filled with angels and scriptures and words to repent, each nailed to every building and tree in the garden. Howard's goal was to use his art to convey messages that would encourage all spiritual people to try to help other people take care of the world, get it back in shape, as he put it. Howard's dedication to preaching through his art and expanding his paradise garden just happened to coincide with the art world's newly awakened interest in folk art of all forms. Of the dozens of untrained artists creating simple, innocent, and compelling artworks, Howard soon found himself at the center of the world's attention. His well-honed ability to deliver non-stop sermons, coupled with his impressive productivity and an actual public site that was open to the visitors 24/7, made him the go-to artist of the decade. Curators, collectors, and gallerists from around the country stood in line beside rock stars, actors, and MTV film crews for a chance to meet with Howard in his garden. Album covers featuring his work and appearances on The Tonight Show and MTV spread his message even further. The sincerity and eccentricity of his work and words captured everyone's imagination. In one interview with Johnny Carson, for example, Howard explained that his ability to produce thousands of paintings each year was because he'd given up sleeping, and thus could work 24 hours a day. And for a reporter from MTV, Howard tried to clarify the point of his art making. "Well, as for me, I'm just passing through this planet. Some people come here and they say, 'You're making a little money, and what are you going to do when you make a lot and get rich?' I said, 'You listen to me. A lot of people have come here and they've died and left mansions and millions. Howard Finster did not come on this earth to leave mansions and millions. I'm here to leave pictures of all the creations of God I can make with the people. And then I want to leave all the stories of the Bible with the people too.'" Preacher, painter, and armchair philosopher, Howard Finster was responsible for introducing millions of Americans to American folk art. But even with his fame, he remained focused and true to his religious efforts of outreach. After a long day in the studio, 92-year-old Howard quietly passed away on October 23, 2001, just one day before his 66th wedding anniversary, leaving his wife Pauline, 4 children, and 15 grandchildren to maintain the Paradise Garden and carry his visions to the next generation. Thank you for joining me, Charles Shepherd, for this week's program. Please join me again next week for another episode of American Stories on NIPR.